So what if Beyonce lip synced? What lips? Well, what do you know?
Live from Omaha, Nebraska to Tallahassee, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, comedian and filmmaker Bobcat Goldthwait, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz, support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, hashtag this, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, hashtag this. You know, I do a lot of tweeting. I still don't know whether to call it twittering or tweeting, but you know, that's how much I do. Anyhow, I never know when the hashtag or what. Can anyone know what, you know, when you're supposed to use a hashtag and what it does? Okay, good. I don't feel so bad then. Nobody knows. Yeah, that Beyonce, though, you know, she lip-synced it because you can't smile and sing at the same time. You know, so she went for the smile. It was good. And you try singing over the Marine Band. Not the harmonica, I mean the whole band, you know. The House, of course, is looking into whether lip-syncing is an impeachable offense. So that's it. Excuse me, there. Okay, in other news then, turns out Katie Couric is Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend. That's a win-win. That could have been worse, could have been Bill O'Reilly. You know, the guy is kind of a sensitive guy for a linebacker. Yes, it's not funny, but I just think sensitive linebacker. That's the world needs more sensitive linebackers, in my opinion. North Korea claims it has a workable ding-dong and a ho-ho capable of reaching the U.S. John Kerry windsurfs during his confirmation hearing. Guy never learns. Okay, never mind. Not one participant flies economy to the World Economic Forum. I thought that was odd. Wall Street is bobbing for Apple stock. Apple will turn this all around, though, with a bigger, cheaper iPhone codenamed iSamsung Galaxy. And here's a new happy ending for the Republican Party. They've decided to become the Happy Party. I don't know if you caught this. The Republican Chairman Rens Priebus.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Rens Priebus, Republican National Chairman. He approved this message. And in sports, now everybody and his brother now expects to coach an NFL team. You know, how can two brothers plan a Super Bowl when they can't even agree on Thanksgiving? You know? It's that hard to get to Mequon about, you know, once a year, about Thiensville, meeting Thiensville. Compromise. Okay, anyhow. What about the Bears, though, huh? Chicago Alouettes. Formerly the Bears. They won't make it to the Super Bowl anytime soon, but they're a shoe-in for the Grey Cup, so I'm very excited about that. Up in Saskatoon this year, the Grey Cup. Okay. A lot of Canadian football jokes here. They're not going over at all. Okay. You know, they play in a weird field, and balls are actually a rugby ball or something. It's like a football with hemorrhoids or something. Okay, anyhow, up in Saskatoon. And, of course, if the Argonauts and the Stampeders don't get there first, got to get through them. Anyhow, well, let's see now. Hillary Clinton bangs her head on the table to make a point at the Benghazi hearings. Hillary has been cleared for combat duty. That's the upshot of that. The House passes the wimpy gladly pay you Tuesday for hamburger today bill to solve the economic crisis. Next on North Korea's hit list, Fredonia. their latest enemy. After that, of course, the Duchy of Fenwick. So watch for that. And finally, and I mean that, Sarah Palin dropped by Fox, picked up by the Home Shopping Network. That's all the news that is it. Okay.